We're talking Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers with Joan and Debbie. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm doing real good.
Good. So Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, Joan, you're on quite often chatting about TAVE, usually on a monthly basis. And now we are here all the way in December. What's up at TAVE for the holidays? Anything special?
Yeah, actually, it's always great to be on WJJQ because so many people hear us.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about, first of all, TAVE, we have been in our community for over 15 years, almost 18 years, serving our community, a free service to those, our seniors, those with disabilities. There's no charge. We don't ask. So it's not that we ask for that income so we can decide if we can help you or not.
Mm-hmm.
We help you. Mostly we serve those folks that kind of in the gap, you know, maybe kids don't live here anymore. They don't have a lot of people that can help them. We do transportation. We get folks to their appointments, to the beauty salon, to grocery shopping. But we also do a few other services, and we're going to talk a little bit more about our companionship program. So that's our friendly visits.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up to the holidays, so if family is not around, people don't have a lot of family and friends, they're home alone, we're going to talk about that loneliness in one of our new programs that we have.
Very cool. Debbie, as a volunteer of TAVE, how long have you been involved with Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers?
Oh, probably, since June, maybe?
So,
May or June?
So newer.
Mm-hmm. Newer, yeah.
Newer to the program.
Yeah.
And what made you want to get involved?
I don't have any grandparents, and I've noticed that there's a lot of people in the nursing homes, mm-hmm, that don't get a lot of visitors,
mm-hmm,
and I feel bad when I go in there and they're there. So I had asked Joan if there was any way I could maybe visit someone,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she had introduced me to a lady there, and I've been seeing her every other week now since then.
Very cool, and that must also make her very happy too to have someone visiting her.
She lights up when I come, mm-hmm, in the room. She's very happy to see me. Sometimes we're talking two and a half hours. Sometimes it's only an hour,
mm-hmm,
but she enjoys the visit, and I believe she appreciates it.
Mm-hmm. And Joan, that kind of leads us right into what we want to talk about today is that companionship, where as a volunteer, it doesn't take much just to go chat with someone, learn something about someone else you don't know.
Right, absolutely.
And kind of form that relationship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the person that Debbie is visiting, that just came about. This person is originally not from Tomahawk, and family is out east,
mm,
so they don't have a lot of family and friends. So I got a call from, it was like an aunt or something, and then we were able to coordinate this. So you just don't know where these folks are going to come from,
yes,
which is, you learn a lot that way.
Yeah, very cool.
But so companionship, and we're gonna try something new this year. So a little bit with technology, and that's where I'm going to have that call out to maybe some volunteers who might be able to help with this.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an opportunity to, we're going to purchase some iPads or some tablets. And we want to find folks, one, who volunteers who can help with, you know, technology. Can you help us set this up?
Mm-hmm.
But also those people that might have family, friends at a distance, but then also who don't get out. And what can we do with this iPad? What can we do with this technology to help? Can we tune into a church service? Can we help them research something? Can we play a game with them? Can we FaceTime a family member? So usually if they've got, you know, the younger kids and mm-hmm, or the grandkids even,
sure,
that it's like, oh yeah, they know how to do this stuff. But then on the other end, grandma, aunt, or mom don't know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to dive into that a little bit and help folks in our community be connected a little bit more with
technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So if there's anyone out there that would like to help, Joan, it's probably just as simple as just giving you a holler, huh?
Absolutely. Just give us a call. Again, I'm looking for that volunteer who might be that tech savvy,
mm-hmm,
and can help us. You know, it'd be much easier than me,
mm-hmm,
setting something up. And then we would really like to trial this for the holidays.
Sure. What a perfect time to do it, though, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So somebody who's got a family member and that FaceTime is just, I mean, I do that with my kids all the time. I can see them even though they're at a distance.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So just give a holler, and we'll give your phone number out as we continue with our program. So as you get more into this companionship program, Joan, and get the technology at the hands of those that want to use it, is that basically just like Debbie is a volunteer, maybe has an iPad, and then she takes it to the individual she's visiting and then kind of work it out that way?
Oh, Debbie is going to be on our guinea here.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's exactly how we'd like to use it.
Mm-hmm, very cool. And can I ask how these iPads are being purchased? Probably through donations and things like that?
Yep,
very cool.
We've had a donation in the past that is going to afford us to purchase some iPads, which we're very thankful to our community.
Yeah, that's very, very neat. It's a very great community. And also, as I drive by, I see you guys got new wheels, too.
We do.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
We have this awesome new big van.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we need folks to drive that. But what we started to is to do a trip to, I think they go to Rhinelander once a month, and then the next month they go to Merrill.
Okay.
So we can take up to eight people with the driver, so seven people. And we've been taking them shopping over to Walmart and over to Aldi's, or they need to stop somewhere over there, just to get them out of town. And again, even though we do that transportation, we do quite a bit of transportation for folks. And again, that is starting to pick up just because people don't like to drive in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But that socialization piece, oh, they have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're in a group. I don't know if they have stopped for lunch yet, but they go over and they Ivan drives for us. And but also that van is wheelchair accessible.
Oh, very
so,
nice.
Mm-hmm. Different from our other van, this has an electric lift. So this is more safe for our volunteer, more safe for that care receiver. So that lift comes down and it's electric down and electric up, and it's just a little more roomier.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And if someone wants to volunteer to be a driver, what does that all entail? Is it 2-3 hours a week, or can it vary, Joan?
It can vary,
mm-hmm.
and that's the what I love about volunteering for TAVE is you have options. Maybe you can only give 1 or 2 hours a week, maybe just a month. I would if I could have 10 people for 2 hours a month, mm-hmm. that would so your volunteer time can be minimal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to take somebody to the doctor here is probably only an hour and a half.
Sure, sure.
But you have opportunity if you've got a little bit more time. We go to Wausau, Weston, Merrill, Rhinelander, Minocqua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're all over the place, and we depend on volunteers.
Absolutely. And one of your volunteers, Debbie, is joining us. Debbie, it has to make you feel good to be a part of such a strong organization here in Tomahawk.
It does. It does. It's very gratifying and satisfying to see that these people are being cared for, mm-hmm. and taken where they need to go and be.
And as a newer volunteer, you mentioned maybe 6 months or so you've been helping out with TAVE. What has that been like, not only for you personally, but for the individuals that you've helped, so to speak?
I believe they enjoy it, and it's very, like I say, it's very gratifying,
mm-hmm.
and they enjoy it too, because they're just not by themselves for long periods of time or days on end, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of them don't have family in the area,
mm-hmm.
so to see a person come in that they've grown to know, I think they enjoy that and look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. It's a very fulfilling experience as
yes.
a volunteer. It's got to be.
Yes, it is.
Talking about Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, on our Wednesday morning conversation, Joan and Debbie are my guests here this morning on WJJQ. Joan, what else do we want to talk about here as we head into the holidays with TAVE?
We have covered quite a bit, so I'm, thankful again for WJJQ for having us.
Absolutely.
And, and to our community. We get so much love from our community to support our organization. I guess if I could bring up one other thing.
Sure,
absolutely. That new van, we would like to have it covered for the winter.
Okay.
So we are just really struggling to find a place to get that out of the weather.
Sure.
We did get approval to get a carport put up but everybody is so busy.
Mm-hmm.
The weather's still a little warmer, but if you could have, you know, a group of people that could put up a carport for us, or, and maybe that'll have to wait for spring, but if there might be a garage or something that we could get that thing in covered would be awesome. So if there's any ideas out there, please give me a call to see if you could help us out that way.
I imagine that would be really beneficial just because it takes volunteers to drive, but then now the volunteers have to clean the rig off and get it all plowed out and things like that.
Yeah, so we have kind of a routine. I try to get there and get it started and some of that brush up, but we haven't had winter yet.
Right, right. And it's going to come.
Yep.
So, Joan, if anyone has any questions about Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, if they want to volunteer, if they have some time to put a carport up or maybe help with storage of your van, how can they get a hold of you, and what's the best way to get more information about TAVE?
Best way to get a hold of us is to give us a call. So 715-453-8200. Our office is inside the senior center.
Okay.
So if you know where the senior center is it's at 113 South Tomahawk Ave.
Right across from Hilgi's.
Hilgi's. Mm-hmm. Yep. So just stop in. Senior center opens at 9. We're there till about 3:30. Give a call. Please, you know, come in, talk to us. We can. There's all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, that's a great organization. And I know, excuse me, ladies, I know that you guys are going to continue to volunteer and help out with the community, but always you are just in need of more people to help, basically.
Always, right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, I appreciate your time here this morning. Joan and Debbie, my guests on our conversation here with Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers. And hopefully your phone rings off the hook here, Joan, and a bunch of people stop by your office, the Senior Center. And again, we appreciate what you guys do, and happy holidays.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes,
same to
you're you. Very welcome. Thank you. That's Joan and Debbie from Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers on WJJQ. 453-8200, the number, 453-8200, and they do have the office at Tomahawk Senior Center, and that's right across from Hilgi's on South Tomahawk Avenue.